From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The director of the FBI announced Tuesday the agency is recommending that Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton not face charges for using a private server and mobile devices to send emails when she was Secretary of State. James Comey said of the 30,000 emails provided by Clinton, just over 100 contained sensitive information.
Seven email chains concern matters that were classified at the top secret special access program at the time they were sent and received. Those chains involve Secretary Clinton both sending emails about those matters and receiving emails about those same matters. There is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those with whom she was corresponding about those matters should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
The case now heads to the U.S. attorney, who will have final say. Loretta Lynch has previously said she would accept the FBI's recommendation. The FBI announcement is likely to garner most attention as Clinton and Republican Donald Trump both campaign in the southern state of North Carolina Tuesday. For Clinton, her event in Charlotte marks the first time President Barack Obama will join her on the campaign trail. Meantime, Trump will be making an appearance at a rally in Raleigh, the state capital, Tuesday. Clinton and Trump are expected to be formally nominated when their parties hold conventions later this month. Iraq's interior minister has offered to resign, part of the political fallout from Sunday's devastating attack in Baghdad. Mohammed Ghavan Tuesday handed over authority to his deputy until the offer is considered by the prime minister, himself the target of public rage after a suicide truck bomb killed at least 175 people. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for the bombing, saying they were targeting Shiites. This is VOA News. The space agency NASA is celebrating a landmark mission. After successfully placing the Juno spacecraft into an elliptical orbit around the solar system's largest planet, Jupiter, early today, NASA spokeswoman Diane Brown.
I was asked to talk about what it feels like to have this success, and it's just, I mean, it's overwhelming. The team, the amount of time and effort everyone put into this, and the risks that were overcome, it's amazing. I mean, the more you know about the mission, you know just how tricky this was, and to have it be flawless. I mean, I really can't put it into words. You imagine what it might feel like, but to actually have it, to know that we can all go to bed tonight, not worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, it's pretty awesome.
Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California were able to fire Juno's main engine to slow it down on its five-year journey. They hope to have a close-up view, or views rather, of the planet during a 20-month mission that costs more than $1 billion. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continued his four-country tour of Africa and Kenya Tuesday. Netanyahu's mission to boost trade began in Uganda on Monday. The Israeli leader said his visit signals dramatic changes in the relationship between Africa and Israel.
We believe that Africa is a country, a continent on the rise, and the rising tide will help everyone. A rising tide lifts all ships, and working together, we all stand to benefit. And people, citizens of Kenya who are listening to this, should know that the practical result of our cooperation can be greater prosperity and greater security.
The Israeli leader also plans stops in Rwanda and Ethiopia. Italian authorities have taken a homeless man into custody on suspicion of killing an American university student. Police say they strongly believe the 40-year-old man is responsible for the death of 19-year-old Bo Solomon of Wisconsin. His body was found in the Tiber River Monday, 3 days after he went missing. Solomon had just arrived in Italy for an exchange program. Aftershocks from Britain's vote to leave the EU have spread to Eastern Europe, where nationalist movements say the British decision is giving strength to their campaigns against EU migration policies. Hungary will hold a referendum in the coming months on whether to reject German Chancellor Angela Merkel's mandatory quota plan that would force Hungary and other EU members to accept a share of refugees. Analysts predict an easy victory for Hungary's referendum. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.